Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Ursula Manvatkar. She's a producer in the United Arab Emirates and does social responsibility work. I also have Gary Fredericks. He's the CEO of On Point Partners, where he does back office services for small businesses. And I have Chris Akeem, and he is a curious problem solver. The question I have for the three of you today is, when life takes a turn in an unexpected way, how do you embrace, accept, and celebrate the change? Gary, can you kick us off?
Yeah, well, that kind of happened to me when I came out of college. My first job took me in a completely different direction than I wanted to go. I studied film, and then I ended up on Wall Street. And, you know, I kind of look into myself and find the skills that I have and see if I can apply them in those situations. And I was able to do that, luckily, and had a very successful career on Wall Street. So I just kind of embraced it and went with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paul McCartney said it best when he wrote The Long and Winding Road, because that's what life is.
Life is a long and winding road, but it's too short to take too seriously.
Yeah.
Chris, what about you?
Well, Gary said it best. I don't think any of us, when we graduate from college, I really envy the folks who, you know exactly what they want to do and they've got everything all tidy and then their life, you know, pans out exactly the way that it was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, that wasn't the journey that I've had, and I've taken many twists and turns. It's always been, a successful journey. But for me, it's basically, I have to be in the moment and I have to make sure that it's relevant to me as well. At any one moment when you're working for a company, you might get a notice that, you know, your position is being eliminated or something's happening. You're being transferred or, you know, something's happening. Okay. And you've got to be nimble and you got to make sure that you just take it and ground yourself and say, okay. And this is a conversation I was having with my son the other day. You know, if you're trying to decide between pizza and, you know, a hamburger, both of them are good. They'll both nourish you and you can move forward. And don't sit there and, you know, wring your hands and debate whether you made the right choice, taking the right or the left, fork in the road.
Mm-hmm. Ursula.
Okay, so very, very similar to both the gentlemen here. I had to study a different curriculum entirely against what I wanted to study. But life took me into a long way and back into film, which is what I wanted to study in the first place. So I don't regret anything. Yes, the journey was a long one. But for me, for example, there've been a lot of twists and turns. So it depends what that change is. Sometimes the change is amazing. Like, you just can immediately embrace it and say, wow, this is what I really want. Or I never expected this to happen, but it's something pleasant. But when it comes to something unpleasant, I think one should not take it personally, because that's where we kind of lose focus on going forward. Because the first and foremost thing is nobody can predict anything. Nothing is guaranteed. We don't know what's going to happen in the next second. So if we just understand the reality of that statement, we need to just welcome everything as it comes and take everything in our stride. And, there is always a silver lining in every cloud. So again, do not take it personally. If it's a situation which basically is a very traumatizing one, if it's something hard on you, one needs to be strong and just hold on to the hope that, yes, things will get better and life will be worth living again. So this is what I feel.
Yeah. And what about the opportunity to grieve the loss? I think that that's something that as humans, we forget to do, to be able to say, I am sad that this thing that I wanted to have happen isn't happening. And I think missing that grieving point makes you never able to really embrace the whatever the new thing is.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like, you don't want to grieve, but people tend to push you away from the grieving bit because everybody is in a hurry to make you become positive. There's a lot of toxic positivity going around. Like, oh no, leave it. Like, as if being sad is something not acceptable socially. And people don't want to listen to you. They say, oh, keep your negative vibes away. Oh, you need to move on. Yeah, the stronger you show yourself, the more acceptable you are, or the more respectable you are. That's the reason why the minute we face a hurdle or a setback, we tend to be too harsh on ourselves. We think we are losers or something's wrong with us. We are not supposed to be this way. I think that's not right. We need to accept that this is part of life.
What about you guys? I'm sorry. Guys, how do you handle the grieving process? What does that look like?
I think it depends on what level of confidence you have in yourself. Because it took me a long time to be a confident human being, but I am now. And in the beginning, I questioned myself, did I make the right decision or wrong decision? But now it's like, well, you know, this is just another turn in the road, and I'm going to, you know, grieve for a couple minutes, and then I'm going to move on, because you don't want to wallow in the past, and you don't want to wallow in your failures. Everybody has them, you know, so you just got to keep moving. So for me, I just kind of keep looking at the future and saying, you know, the future is exciting because I don't know what it's going to be, and I can make it what I want it to be. Mm. Past is the past, you know, it's a tombstone that, you know, everybody has. And so I spend a little bit of time grieving because you have to. I try to decide whether I made mistakes that I could correct or whether it was just, you know, karma that happens. And then you move on. So I think
grieve, learn, move on. I like that.
Yeah. I want to echo what Gary was saying and basically add to that, that every time that you overcome a hurdle or an adversity, you become so much more resilient. In my career, I went 21 years on the first time around before my position was eliminated, and I found myself just devastated. But I sat around and grieved for maybe 3 or 4 days, you know, and ended up turning that around and creating a not-for-profit organization that was specifically around, you know, people like myself who were finding themselves at any age group and in that situation, you know, to move forward. And then when it happened again 5 years later or 10 years later or whatever, like, I've seen this before. It's no big deal. I already have that club in my bag. I'm going to go, you know, grab that and, you know, do that. So every time that it happens, you become so much more adept and resilient to the change.
And what a great thing to remember, too, is that you've overcome 100% of the hurdles you've ever been thrown in your life. Yeah. That's exactly. Just the reality. And so if you've overcome it before, you can overcome it again. And the role that I play in people's lives is that place they can go to grieve, that place they can go to say, I don't know what to do next. I jokingly sometimes say, people hire me when they're up against a wall and they've realized they don't want to go over, they don't want to go around, they don't want to go through, they don't want to go under, they may just want to die there. That's when they call me. And I think that when you reach that point is when you have to be able to say, okay, let me take a breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think everybody faces that at one point in their, at least at one point in their career. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 65, and when things happen now, it's kind of like, oh, I got to do this again. But, you know, suck it up and do it, you know. But I could say, you know, looking back on my career and my life and the things I've done and my experiences have made me the person I am. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I wouldn't change any of it now looking back, you know. So,
yeah, I wouldn't change them, but I don't want to repeat them.
That's true.
Absolutely. Right. And I personally feel it's easier to deal with this kind of change when it comes to, let's say, it's a job or it's a situation which is not related to people. Mm-hmm. But when you are dealing with human beings, one can just have X number of heartbreaks or X number of disappointments. And then it gets harder and harder to trust more people and be in that situation. So, I mean, it's just human to not be able to trust someone again if you've been through certain things multiple times. You know, that's how our brain functions. We register a trauma and then it just works against us later on. So we need to be well aware of these things and not let things get to us. And I think we all should reach out and take help whenever we are at that wall that you said, that when people don't want to cross that wall or go around it and they just want to die there. That is the time we really need to fix it and just move on and, you know, take it in a productive way, because at the end of it, we don't want to be dead inside. We don't want to be bitter. That mm-hmm. will be a great disservice to humanity.
Yeah. And that's a whole separate quick hits is how do you realize when you're at that point and how do you say, yes, I need help. And, you know, I ask my clients that because when they come to me, they're coming for that help. And I'm like, how did you decide? How did you decide to get here? And it's usually I hit rock bottom and started digging. And I'm like, yeah, let's not do that. You can get help a lot sooner. So that is our 10 minutes. I want to thank the three of you for having this lovely conversation with me. It has been amazing. And I look forward to talking to each of you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.